New York's Capital Region is well known as a place where stuff can get stuck, whether it's a bill that gets stalled in a committee at the Capitol or cars piling up in a traffic jam during the morning commute. But the area around Albany is also known as a congestion spot for something invisible, the power that runs through the state's electric grid. When electricity from upstate moves toward power-hungry New York City, it gets clogged along the way due to the age and physical limitations of the transmission lines. It happens in places like Utica, Albany, and southward down the Hudson Valley. In his State of the State address back in January, Governor Andrew Cuomo said he wants to change that.
We have supply of power in northern New York, Quebec. We have power supply in western New York. We have a tremendous need for power in downstate New York. Let's connect the dots.
The governor says he wants to do for the state's power grid what President Eisenhower did for America's highway system. It's an ambitious goal, but the details remain vague. A promotional video on the state's website features sweeping shots of New York City's lights and workers in hard hats.
The New York Energy Highway. The time for powerful ideas.
The state is looking for those ideas to come from private companies that could make suggestions about policy changes, construct new power plants and transmission lines, and update old infrastructure.
If we want the state to develop, and we need the jobs, and we need the businesses, we're going to need the power, and this is the way we're going to do it.
But no one really knows just how they're going to do it yet. Nearly 5 months after that speech, the planning stages are just getting underway. Gil Quiñones heads the New York Power Authority and serves on the governor's Energy Highway Task Force. Even he's not sure how the plans will take shape yet.
It's too early to tell.
That's because the Energy Highway isn't really one grand idea. It will likely be a lot of projects, both big and small. The idea is to build on existing rights of way, says Quiñones, and that means transmission lines could run along railroad tracks, down the Hudson River, or even under the busy thruway.
It could be underground, underwater, or within the corridors where we already have existing energy infrastructure.
But one big unknown is the future of the Indian Point nuclear power plant, which generates about a quarter of New York City's electricity. The licenses for its reactors will expire soon, and Governor Cuomo wants to shut it down. Department of Environmental Conservation Chief Joe Martens, who also sits on the Energy Highway Task Force, says the state needs to seek alternatives.
This initiative is looking for ways to replace the power that we can reasonably anticipate is going to be lost for whatever reason, whether it's because Indian Point isn't relicensed or a plant just retires because it's old.
Earlier this month, the task force held two forums in the New York City area, which attracted representatives from more than 300 different companies. Proposals from those companies are due to the task force by the end of May and will then be used to develop a broader action plan for the state, which is expected out later this summer. In Albany, I'm Marie Cusick for WXXI News.